This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everyone, and welcome along to episode 4 of Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network. I'm your host Neil Atkinson, and I'm joined today by three guests. Andrew, the Ipswich Town fan. We have Billy, who's an East Fife Celtic and Arsenal fan. And we've got Jan as well joining us for the first time. Jan is a Hibs and Liverpool fan. So welcome everybody. We've got lots to talk about. I guess we'll start with yourself, Andrew. The big start to the Premier League, the return to the Premier League that maybe didn't go quite as well as maybe you'd dreamt, but maybe not as bad as you'd feared. How did it go?
I thought it was a really good day. It was like nothing else I've ever experienced at Portman Road. It was the biggest kind of atmosphere I've ever felt there. Well, since the last time, I mean, I was only a kid the last time in the Premier League, but it felt massive. You know, the ground felt different. They've made a lot of modifications to the stadium, so there was a lot more cameras everywhere and a bit more hyped. But I think the first half they did really well, and they were pressing Liverpool from the start, and you know, that didn't look, you know, frightened to attack them. And then I think over the course of the game, certainly in the second half, they just wore them down, and their class shone through, or that, you know, they looked a class above Ipswich. But in all, I wasn't too disappointed. I thought it was a fair result, but you know, good experience, because you know, they're not going to have to play teams like that every week. They have got to play Man City this week, but apart from that, get this Saturday out of the way, and then it should be ever so slightly easier.
Jan, I'll throw over to yourself. Obviously, Liverpool perspective. Happy enough with the start. Maybe a little bit of a banana skin to avoid slipping up on the first game against Ipswich. As Andrew says, an exciting start for Ipswich, and you never know how those games are going to go.
Yeah, I think Andrew put it brilliantly, actually. I think it was most obvious it was going to be like that in the first half. You know, Ipswich, first game back in the Premiership, they were all absolutely buzzing. The fans were buzzing. Everything was buzzing, basically, around the Ipswich area in general. So I don't think it was a surprise it started like that. I was disappointed with Liverpool in the first half. But as I say, I just kept taking that into consideration, that is normal for any team coming up from a division playing a bigger team. Overall, I think we deserved the result. I think if Ipswich were playing anybody else, I would have wanted Ipswich to win that game, Andrew, I have to say, but not this time.
they'll have their day soon, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll just move on to Billy. Billy's been sitting quietly. Maybe hear your perspective on the Arsenal result, 2-0 at home to Wolves. Good way to start off the season, and yeah, hopeful for this season and the title charge.
Yeah, I thought Arsenal played really well on their opening match against Wolves. I'm hoping that we have a really tight defence again, like we did last season.
And are you confident that Arsenal can pip this season, as you say? Or do you think City might still just have a little bit too much?
It all depends how Arsenal fare against Manchester City when they play them as well. Mm-hmm. I think if we manage to beat them this season, home and away, I think we will pip them to the title.
So the Scottish League Cup was on Saturday and Sunday, so that was the last 16. So some really interesting results from that. So Aberdeen 1, Queen's Park 0, Dundee 6, Airdrie Lions 1. And then here comes the first shock was, I suppose, first shock was Falkirk 2, Hearts 0. And then we had Spartans 1, Ross County 0, the biggest upset, a bit of a giant killing there. Rangers 2, St Johnstone 0. That rounded up Saturdays. And then Sunday, Dundee United beat St Mirren 1-0. Motherwell beat Kilmarnock, the same scoreline, 1-0. And Celtic beating Hibs 3-1. And I'll just read out the Premier League fixtures for this week, and we'll see what Andrew and Jan think of their chances with their teams. So we've got Brighton against Man United on Saturday. That's on TV, on TNT Sports. Saturday 3 o'clock kickoffs are Crystal Palace versus West Ham, Fulham versus Leicester, Man City versus Ipswich, Southampton versus Nottingham Forest, Tottenham versus Everton, and then at 5:30 it's Aston Villa at home to Arsenal. On Sunday it's Bournemouth versus Newcastle, that's live on Sky, Wolverhampton versus Chelsea, And then final live game on the TV is Liverpool versus Brentford at 4:30. So yeah, happy enough with the fixtures this weekend. Man City away, just an easy one for you, Andrew.
I think it'll be if they can keep it to a moderate score, I think that people would take that. But then teams do, you know, teams have gone there in the past and nicked results. I remember Brentford doing it and Palace. I think the only team to really play well there in a long while was Arsenal, or the last team, and they just defended for their lives. Which, I mean, I could see Ipswich doing it, but it's you basically got to keep them out. And then the one or two chances that you get, you have to put away. So it's, can you be ruthless? But I don't see them getting much. I think their season probably starts the week after against Fulham at home, and then they've got the internationals, and then they've got Brighton away and Southampton away, but they're all hard, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I'll be captaining Haaland this weekend in my fantasy, so I expect the game to go.
There are games where he doesn't turn up, aren't
there? Exactly.
I can't remember how many they said after he scored against Chelsea, he had two touches.
That's right, I heard that on the radio as well. They said he was non-existent except for his goal.
But he's a killer though, isn't he, Janet? He's the one.
I know. Yeah.
If you put the ball at his feet, you'd trust him 100% to put the ball away. That's the difference. He's not
exactly.
He's anonymous, but he does the job. Yeah. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
Arsenal against Villa, Billy. Bit of a nervy one.
It is a bit of a nervy one because it's Aston Villa that kind of stopped Arsenal from winning the league last season. Because if I remember rightly, they beat us twice. So that's not a good fixture for our second game, especially away. Hopefully they are a lot better than we did last season and get a win against them.
5:30 under the proverbial lights at Villa Park. Yeah, it's never an easy fixture, I don't think.
No.
And then Jan, Liverpool against Brentford. Yeah, probably the most confident out of the 3 years maybe to get a result this weekend.
Yeah, probably, I think. The manager's first home game as well. It's kind of more of a big occasion than it would be if it was Klopp being there still. So I suppose you want to win your home games anyway. So yeah, pretty confident about that. Again, Brentford are a stuffy side. And you saw, did they win 2-1 against West Ham, I think, wasn't it?
Palace. Apologies.
They were quite stuffy. I didn't think they were going to get anything out of that game, but they just plucked away and plucked away.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's a new management team at Liverpool, we still need to wait and see how they're going to be set up. We've seen it at Ipswich, but that's only one game. And obviously each team that you play, are you going to set up, or you might set up differently depending on who you're playing. So you'd hope we'd win that game, but you know, it's just have to see what happens. But I'm pretty confident, I have to say. Pretty confident.
Yeah. Just finally, as we're running out of time, we'll just quickly run through the Scottish fixtures, Scottish Premier League fixtures, Premiership fixtures this weekend. So, Dundee United versus St Johnstone, Hibs versus Dundee. In one word, Jan, are you winning that?
I don't have any words. yes, but only because we need to win that game.
Tough game. Rangers versus Ross County, and then on Sunday we have St Mirren versus Celtic. Billy, one word, do you win in that game?
Absolutely.
Aberdeen versus Kilmarnock and Motherwell versus Hearts are all your fixtures this weekend. So,
East Fife.
What? Give a shout out. Who are East Fife playing this weekend, Billy?
They're away to Stirling Albion.
Stirling Albion. In one word, are you winning?
No.
We'll round it up there. Thanks everybody for joining, and we'll speak to you on episode 5 next week.